is Southside.
And even more excitingly, it's Jill Prowse from HMRC with, of course, Revenue and Customs insights into things such as tutors, such as... it's just a double whammy of fun this time around, isn't it, Jill?
It is.
But not if you haven't filled in your tax line or turn
on
Friday.
No, but what I want to do today is just to reassure people. Last month we talked about the self-assessment return that needed filling in for the 2010-11 year. That's the tax year that ended on the 5th of April 2011. And the deadline of 31st of October, Halloween, was the one for a paper return for that year. And what I want to say to anybody who had a paper return that they were going to do and they didn't do it in time is, firstly, don't send it in on paper. Because with the penalty system that has recently been introduced, there is an automatic £100 penalty. And even if you didn't have any tax to pay, you would still pay that £100. So don't get caught out by that one. Don't send a paper return in now for that tax year. But you have until the 31st of January 2012 to send us that tax return online. Now, all I want to say to you is, if that fills you with dread, don't let it, because it's incredibly straightforward. It tailors the return for you, and at the end of it, you'll know exactly what, if anything, you have to pay to Revenue and Customs. And the best thing is, you won't get any penalties or anything if you send it in online and by the 31st of January 2012. To do that, if you want to go and have a look at it, go to www.hmrc.gov.uk/online. And there's lots of help and information as how to actually register for that service. It takes 5 minutes, so don't worry about it. Go online and do it, and then get in there and do it before the 31st of Jan 2012. So that's the SA deadline. Now, the other thing that at the moment I really want to warn people about out there are these scam emails that are coming through in their thousands. Every time you get to a point in the tax year where people have a deadline to send something in to us, you get these scam emails coming out from these criminals who are only interested in getting your personal details. And what they're after is for you opening up that email because it's promising you a refund, giving them the bank details, and then off they go. They can sell your information to other criminals. They can go in there and try and empty your accounts. Don't get caught out. Remember, if Revenue and Customs is going to offer you a refund, we will only do so by post. So if you get any type of email starting with "you are due a refund from Revenue and Customs," send it to us, and you can do that by, and don't open it, just send it straight to us at phishing, and that's phishing at hmrc.gsi.gov.uk, and then delete it. Do not open it. Rob, were you saying your parents had been caught out by this?
Yes, it was. Unfortunately, it ended up with a computer in a computer shop because it basically downloaded a Trojan virus, and it was trying to, you had to pay for some software to clean up your computer. So it was a linked scam, but it was saying that they still owed some money from their tax form. Yeah.
The point is that if we're going to start contacting you about anything to do with money you owe us or money you are due refunded back to you, we'll do so by post. The only time that money would go straight into your account is for those people who do their return online, and on there it says if you're due a refund, you want this paid straight into your bank. So you would give us the details. But remember, because you're doing it online to us, you are registered to do that. You have gone in using your user ID and password, so everything's confidential on there. So it's not the same as getting these phishing scams through, which come through to your normal email address. So don't get caught out by that one. And last but not least, a little while ago, we talked about different types of self-employed businesses, which we were looking into and looking at people who perhaps hadn't come forward yet and told us about themselves. And what we do is we target different areas. And at the moment, the new one that's just come in is tutors and coaches. Now, it might sound dreadful that we're going out targeting people, but remember, these are just people who, anybody who tells us about their business has to pay tax. We all do. And it supports hospitals and schools and everything else. So why should people not have to do the same as the rest of us. So this is going out to private tutors and coaches who haven't told us about themselves. Now, the very good thing about these different campaigns that we've been having over the last few years is that when we do offer these campaigns, what we're saying is, come forward, tell us about yourself. I mean, this could be something doing a Zumba class. This could be somebody teaching art, a fitness and dance instructor, musical instruments. It can be anything, life coaching. And it's somewhere where perhaps you've got into it because you're very good at it. Maybe it's taken off. First of all, it was just family and friends, and suddenly people are coming to you and paying you money to do it. And you just haven't thought about maybe the side of it of telling revenue and customs. Under the plan, you have until the 31st of March 2012 to come forward and get it put right. And the great thing is it makes it easier for customers to put their tax affairs right and keep them on the right track for the future. Now, you'll also, if you come forward, get the best possible terms you could. So even though you may have to pay a penalty, it's very unlikely that it'll be more than 20% of any underpaid tax. Now, after that deadline, if we use all the many different sources to investigate people in these areas, then the penalties will be higher and there could even be criminal prosecution. So it's just not worth it. So it comes in two stages. Between now, so 10th of October it started, up to the 6th of January, you register with Revenue and Customs to notify us that you plan to make a voluntary disclosure. And then you have until the 31st of March to have registered, tell us your details so we know what you owe, and pay the tax, and if there is any interest and penalties, that as well. Now, you can do that on the internet at the HMRC website, www.hmrc.gov.uk, or you can call a team on 0845 601 8817. 0845 601 8817. Now, this is a dedicated team who are there ready to help Monday to Friday, 8 until 7:30pm. Have your national insurance number ready, have your details ready before you contact, and that will really help us to get you sorted out. And the message is that although, you know, we are going to make sure that after that date, we will go out to the people we have information about, if you come forward before that date, there's going to be a lot of help and guidance to get you to put your affairs in order. So don't be worried about it. Come forward and get it sorted out.
Well, it's not to love. Fantastic. Jill, amazing. A little special cameo reel there for Rob Nichols as well. He wasn't expecting that, was he? You know?
I don't know. I've put him on the spot there.
It's a tough call. I mean, you know, he could be sorting out data protection issues, all sorts of things there. Oh, I don't know what could be happening, but brilliant stuff. Jill, reminder of the web address course to go to hmrc.gov.uk. That's the sort of catch-all thing.
We've got a Business Link website as well, which is a great source of information for businesses. Mm-hmm. And of course, you've got Direct Gov now, which is a great source for people's personal tax affairs. But to register for the online services, you can do it through the Business Link website. But if you go to the HMRC website, on the home page, on the top left-hand corner, it's Do It Online. And everything's there, including the registration, a video of how to do it. Don't be frightened by it. Get it sorted sooner rather than later, and then you'll feel much happier once you've got that into us.
So the unanswered question needs to be asked, clearly. Have you done much Zumba work yourself?
I haven't done much Zumba, but I have lots of friends who are doing lots of Zumba work. Any yourself, Alex?
When you start doing the Zumba, Jill, I might well join you. I'll consider it at least.
You're on.
There you go. Jill Prowse will be back again very, very shortly. With that, we salute you as ever.